Welcome to the Foolish Adventure Show, where guru hype is banned, lifetime value of a customer is king, and the internet business has replaced the J-O-B as the path to financial success and personal freedom. Now, here's straight talk about making a living online with your host, Tim Conley.
Welcome to another episode of the Foolish Adventure Show. I'm your host, Tim Conley, and I've got another guest here who's brought to me by Rob Walling of Startups for the Rest of Us. Rob's been connecting me to some very cool and smart people in the tech world, which is something that, as you know, I'm a bit of a nerd and kind of geek out whenever I get to talk to people who are much smarter than me in the tech world. So I've got on here John Turner of seedprod.com, S-E-E-D-P-R-O-D.com. He's going to talk to us about the economics of WordPress, like how we're able to build and take advantage of this whole ecosystem that is WordPress and ways of developing companies out of that. So what's up, John?
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Very excited about this. I've been a WordPress proponent for at least 5 years, that I've just been telling people that you just need to go to WordPress. You just need to do that. Do it now and get away from static HTML, get away from Flash-based sites. Oh, my gosh. I hate those. I run into those every once in a while on the internet.
Yeah, you'll find a few still lingering around from 1991, you know?
I not long ago, about 3 months ago, I actually clicked on a site and got a Flash intro page.
Wow.
It's like, oh my gosh, I thought people stopped doing that in like 2004, but oh no, there was one right there, a Flash intro page before I could get to the actual site.
Wow. They were just trying to, you know, drive people away from their site, huh?
Right. You know, or maybe they were going for a retro look. I don't know.
Right.
Or they haven't updated since 2004.
Right. Exactly.
So, John, can you tell the listeners, like, what's your background? Why should they even be listening to you about WordPress?
Sure. Well, I guess my background is software development, and basically ever since I got out of college, I've been trying to start a company on my own. I always felt like I knew more than the person I was working for. You know, I was like, why is this guy making all the money off of me and stuff? So I guess right after I got out of college, I started working for a software company in Nashville, Tennessee, and it was super laid back. So we had tons of spare time to do stuff. So I built a website for bands to build their own websites.
Cool.
And at that time, this was actually pre-WordPress. I guess WordPress was around, but I didn't know about it. It wasn't popular at all. So I was building sites in ASP. And I built this website, and I put it up on the internet, you know, launched it, and a week later I had a sign up for it, and I was like, well, this is, you know, too easy. So it just sort of organically grew. I was out of Nashville, so I knew a few musicians anyway, so word sort of spread, and this website sort of took off. And I guess at its peak I was making around $1,000 a month off of it, reoccurring, which was a lot of money to me at the time, you know. So I always knew that there was money to be made on the internet, but it was just figuring out how to do it, basically, or the right niche to attack and make money on the internet. So that was about the most success I had with it. At that time, like I said, I was a software developer, so I didn't really understand the marketing side of it. I was really wrapped up in the technical side of it. So I ran that site for a few years, and then I decided, you know, it's not going to scale. I was starting to worry about scaling problems when I didn't even have, you know, was a scaling problem.
typical developer mentality.
Right.
Oh, I've got to make sure I can scale, and make sure my my servers will handle it, and I've got a plan for how I'm going to move from server to server and all that. Yeah.
I mean, I spent months, like planning, you know, 1,000 people concurrent, you know, just all these silly scenarios. But finally, I guess a few years later, I discovered WordPress. And I was like, I need to migrate to this platform. For some reason, I knew that this, I just had a hunch that this was where everything was going. They had plugins for it. It was just so easy to use. I was like, this would be perfect for bands and musicians to use. So that's actually when I started working with WordPress and learning PHP. I didn't know either of the two at the time. But I really just dove head in and started code diving and just learning the ins and outs of it. I eventually did rebuild my site with WordPress, but ultimately it was a failure because I had no idea how to market it.
Yeah.
I remember I was super pumped. I got a client. Do you remember that song that goes, I wish I was a baller.
Oh, yeah. I actually listened to that on Spotify just last week.
Right, right. Well, that guy who wrote that signed up, and I was like, whoa, you know, this is so awesome. But eventually, it just never took off because I didn't know what I was doing. So after that, like I said, I've been working a day job ever since, you know, but I was doing all this stuff on the side. Just I knew there was money to be made, but I just could not figure out how to do it. And I actually remember reading a post on what's the question and answer site? I can't think of the name of it right now.
Quora?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like, how hard is it to make $1,000 a month, you know? And there were all these questions like, you know, it's not that hard. You know, it's just actually pretty easy. And I was like, I remember thinking to myself, well, it's actually pretty damn hard if you've never done it, you know, before and stuff. But I set out to find out how to market this stuff. And that's when I found Rob Whaling's Academy, which is the Micropreneur Academy.
Right.
And so I really started digging into the marketing side of it. And while I actually turned down a job at Woo Themes to pursue this, if you're not familiar with Woo Themes, they're a major WordPress theme shop. And I had applied to work for the guys, and I was actually turned down the first time. I was the second in line candidate, but they ended up hiring somebody local. They're out of South Africa, Cape Town.
Right.
And he called me back a year later and wanted to offer me a job, but at this time I'd had a kid and just circumstances changed, and I had decided that I cannot work for somebody. I have to work for myself. I won't be happy, you know. So I just started. I had another idea. I started building a Facebook app. So this Facebook app was called Pageify, and it was for you to build business pages that live on Facebook. So okay. I spent a year building it. And again, I had no idea what I was doing. This whole year, though, I was reading through Rob's Academy and sort of learning his tactics and just the way you're supposed to build a website and market a website. And I remember writing a blog post. It's actually on my blog still at cpro.com about how Pageify was a failure, and what do I do next? You know, I was at a complete loss of, you know, you sort of reach the end of your rope where you feel like you've done it all. And
I want to go into that before, because I've been there, like with certain product failures and certain business failures, where you just get into that level of despair, like, oh my gosh, I've tried everything. Maybe this isn't for me.
Right, right. And to give you a timeline perspective here, this had been 8 to 10 years since I graduated from college. I've been working on this, you know, and I'd had small successes here and there, but nothing had really clicked, and it just was not happening. So at that time, I remember learning that, you know, I needed to focus on a niche, that it's just you can't go attack a huge market with big competitors that have venture backing and, you know, tons of employees. It's just you can't compete on that level.
Right.
So part of Rob's philosophy is, you know, try to sell your product before you actually build it. So the idea was you would put up a page and you would basically lead them down the funnel until they bought it, and you would capture an email. So I was like, all right, let's start doing this. So I built a WordPress plugin for it because I couldn't find one. And when I released it as a free product because I was just like, I'm sure somebody else can use this, you know. So I was sort of sticking up pages and just testing it out. And I put it up August of last year. And in December, I really hadn't been checking it. It had gotten, I think, 10,000 downloads in like 3 months. And I was like, wait a second. I think I have something here.
Right, right.
So I called. Well, I posted some forum messages and just like, hey, what should I do? Should I drop what I'm doing and focus on this? And I remember I spoke to AD, who is the founder of WooThemes, and I just shot him an email. I was like, hey, you know, what should I do here? Should I focus on this product or, you know, give me some of your guidance because obviously you're successful. He told me, you know, focus on one product. You know, you're working full time. You only have a few hours. Make it the best product you can possibly make. So that's what I did. I just started building it and really just pouring tons of quality into it. And I released a pro version, I guess, earlier this year. And the first month, I think it did around $600.
Nice.
And I had been doubling it ever since then, with the last 2 months making over $10,000 a month.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so this is for the coming soon thing that you have? Or
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, tell everybody what it actually does. What you've done.
Basically, what it does is you can use it in a couple of different ways. If you're a WordPress developer, you can stick it on your WordPress site. And while you're developing your website, you can put up a coming soon page and capture traffic to your page, but you can still work on your website in the background while everybody else sees the coming soon page. So that's one aspect of it. It also has the ability to do referral tracking. So you could run an incentive contest or something of that nature. Recently, I've discovered a lot of internet marketers buying it, and I'm not quite sure what they're doing with it. I'm exploring that avenue right now. But, you know, it's basically it puts up a facade on your website so you can capture traffic while you work on your actual launch product underneath it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's really interesting because from when I jumped over to your site, all I saw was like the coming soon. But I think that's a key thing to showcase.
Right.
Yeah. For people who are building something like right now, right before we hit record, I was telling you I was at tweaking some stuff on a relaunch of my site.
Right.
And if people know the URL for this particular site, they would be able to see all my lorem ipsum text on there.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's exactly, you know, I noticed that a lot of developers would do that. They would buy a site on Bluehost and start developing it right on the live site, you know. So it was really just sort of I stumbled upon it. You know, I was building something for myself, and I realized that, you know, people also needed this as well, but that's just sort of how it works, I guess, you know.
Right. Yeah, I think that's now that I know that, I need to actually go back and take a closer look at your product, because I was like, I don't need a coming soon page.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, basically, like I said, I still work a full time job, and I do plan on quitting my job. I'm sort of at a not to delve into it, but you know, I was hit with the two mortgage crisis back in 2006. So I'm trying to get caught up right now.
Right. Yeah. I think that's really interesting that there's the concept of, you know, runway, right. To before you ever quit your job. you need to make sure that you have enough runway that you can make sure that you're not going to run out of cash before
right.
before you are able to become successful at it, or at least be able to pay your bills every single month from your business.
Right. And, you know, it's the kind of thing, like, I wanted to make sure it was sustainable. Selling a product is basically each month you start over. So I don't have any reoccurring revenue. It's basically each month I have to make new sales. So that is a little scary in itself, as opposed to running a SaaS or a membership website. You can sort of calculate each month, next month revenue.
Right. So with that, do you have updates that you sell to people, or do they get unlimited updates, or how do you do that?
Well, right now, basically, I sell two licenses. One is a single license site. So if you're just a person and you want to put a coming soon page on your site, you buy the single version and you put it on your website. And then I have another version, which is for developers, and that includes a lifetime license. So a lot of people go to my website, they'll see, you know, for $20 I can get a single, or for $50 I can get lifetime and everything else. So I find most people actually do buy the lifetime version, and that's actually something I plan on playing with on the next coming months, is basically packaging and you know, how to drive people to the right package and get them at the price point where I want them at.
Right.
I found, I think one month, I think it was back in April. Originally I was just selling the plugin for $20 and I was completely underselling it. I think I sell it for $52, but I put up another version for $50 and I had more people buy the $50 version than the $20 version. So I was like, wait a second. I just doubled my revenue by creating another package, you know. So it's definitely, pricing is the best way to, you know, improve your revenue, as far as my experience has been, you know, is finding that sweet spot in the price point.
Well, yeah, there's, from some older consulting, I can't remember the research behind it. I just remember the takeaway, which was a research project was done years ago where they had people raise their prices, and these were, you know, physical product stuff. This is way pre-internet. And
right.
they just raised their prices 10%, and they could actually lose as much as 40% of their customers and still retain their the same bottom line.
Right. Yeah.
But in most cases, they only lost a few customers, but they were able to double or triple their bottom line income just by that 10% price increase.
Right, exactly. And you know, it's so easy to do, too. I mean, those raising your prices, especially when you're selling a product like mine, it's just one month, you raise it, you know. And obviously, I have a, you know, in my terms, you know, I can raise the price whenever. But, you know, it's just the kind of thing that you really have to do. I mean, everybody does it. But you really have to find that sweet spot in your price point to make it worth your while, you know. I mean, me selling my plugin for $20 was pointless, you know. So
right. Well, one, because it's hard to pay yourself, but
right.
but you have, like, no money for marketing.
Right.
And you can't actually build a quality company if you're not making a profit, if you're not making enough money to actually reinvest into the product, then all the people who are happy with your product are going to be unhappy when it's no longer available, or when there's no longer any support for it, because
right.
you're out of business. People hate that.
Right, right. And that's actually, I'm ending the lifetime version soon, because it's really an unsustainable business model. You can't sell somebody a product for $50 and really support them over the lifetime of that product. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly, exactly.
It just doesn't work. And companies that try to do that will eventually fail, because the support burden will outweigh their income.
Right. Yeah. The economics don't match up.
And, right.
And I've talked about that on the show several times, in that I am very anti-selling lifetime anything.
Right.
Beyond just the economics, there's also the downside of liability. Right. Because you have to have a bunch of fine print in there that doesn't actually mean lifetime. Like, right. Whose lifetime? Your lifetime, the lifetime of the customer, lifetime of your business. Right. So you actually have to go in and define those. Because if you don't, you can be on the hook for someone's lifetime. So that's why I'm against that. But the economics just don't add up. Short-term right. cash just doesn't make any sense.
Right, right. And a ton of people are doing it right now. But yeah, overall, you cannot sustain a product for a lifetime. It's great, quick money up front. And I did that for the first, you know, few months just because I was trying to make sales, you know. But I remember 1 month I did change it to 1 year, you know, and it really did not affect my sales that month. So, yeah, I'm going to be changing that. I'm actually in the middle of changing my whole payment process right now, so it's part of the plan.
Very cool. So we were kind of chatting before we hit record about where the money's at in the WordPress ecosystem. Because right. for a long time it was theme designers, then it right. became framework designers. And there's like this, the plugin world kicked off, and right. you know, now there's this big boom in WordPress hosting.
Right.
So mm-hmm. so there's this, you know, just gigantic ecosystem. So where can people go to make a business out of that if they're sure. if they're interested in WordPress?
Well, I think there's even still money to be made in themes. I think if you have a niche theme that serves a particular group and you really make a kick-ass version of it, that you can make money just like I'm doing with one single plugin. You can make a full-time living off one theme if that's all you did and made the best version of it. For example, if you had the best theme that did, you know, a knowledge-based theme or a theme that was a membership theme or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
You did the best theme out there, then you would make money off of it. And again, that goes to plugins as well. There's tons. I think there's last count 20,000 plugins in the WordPress repository. But if you look at the top 100 plugins and you start installing them and really looking at them, you'll see that there's tons of potential there as far as making it better and making a profit off of it, because the developer, one, is a developer and really does not know how to market his own plugin. So, you know, there's already out, you know, the top 100 is 100 ideas to basically plugin off of.
To create a business right there.
Right, right.
Yeah, like, what was it, Gravity Forms? Like right. they did a killer job. They brought over the idea of putting forms in, because like contact forms was horrible.
Right.
A lot of all the forms that you had available just were terrible. And right. they said, no, we're going to do this hardcore. Like I don't know if they were inspired by WooFoo or not.
Right.
But that's what it looked like to me. Like the stuff that they were doing looked like that, but in a killer plugin form.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you go to their website and you know, I mean, yeah, it's just that's all they do is a form. You wouldn't think that would be a viable business, but it is. You know, and they do it really well. And you know, I can't remember the number of downloads they had, but it was over 200,000. And if you take their median price point, you'll get a fairly huge number out of it. You know, so, and the same thing with WP Touch, which is a iPhone version of your website. You know, I mean, they just do that. I think they have other couple of small plugins, but it's really just back to the point where you focus on one plugin and make it the best in that niche. And I think it's very easy to make $5,000 a month, whatever the case may be, you know, it's
right.
Just,
right.
Yeah.
I see that as a huge opportunity. A guy that I know out here in Phoenix, he started the company Pagely, which is a hosting company.
Right.
And you and I were talking about that just before we hit record. Yeah, I remember when he was just getting started, and he told me, he's like, oh man, he's like, it's like printing money.
Right.
He's like, after I figured out the code and got it to work right, it's just been taking off. And he's built a very successful company off of WordPress hosting.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's, you know, think of the number of hosts out there. There's thousands of hosts, but he focused on the one niche. I'm going to host WordPress only. I'm going to do it really well. And he's killing it. You know?
Right, right. And he focused on the lower end of the market because it was all like the themes were preloaded. You just signed up, you picked your theme, you loaded it in, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. That was his beginning. It tapped into a need that a lot of people had. And
right.
Because WordPress, for a lot of people at that time, and even today, it's still kind of confusing. It's like, yeah, right. I kind of figured out that Fantastico Deluxe inside of my hosting account and my cPanel, but I'm not quite sure if I did it right.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, and I tell you, actually, along that lines, I think there's a huge niche market in the beginner WordPress market in general, just teaching people how to use WordPress and introducing them to the concept because I go to a local WordPress meetup here, and there's always new people at the meetup wanting to learn how to use WordPress. You know, where do I go to get a theme? Where do I go to get a plugin? Just the basics of how to use it. I see an opportunity right there.
Yeah, even though there's a lot of training out there on WordPress, especially like the free ones, they're so disjointed. There isn't a simple, you know, do this, this, and this. Even though the quality of content is fantastic on the sites, it's not in a proper order for someone who's just brand new coming in and just be able to make use of it. And yeah, I see that there's so much opportunity. There's still opportunity in doing custom work for people.
Right. Yeah, there's tons of opportunity in that and really just other service-based businesses around WordPress. And really, that's what I would like to get into is a service-based business based around WordPress where, you know, it does involve a recurring fee structure.
Well, right there. It's like I just heard a developer say he wants to be in a service business. I think that's the very first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah. So it's you know, I think the sky's the limit right now. I think the last number that I heard was that WordPress has around 20% of the total number of sites that are on the internet. WordPress, they're built on. 20% is built on the WordPress platform.
Yeah, that's gigantic. I see that as a lot of opportunity. All right, John, do you have any final last words of wisdom for our listeners?
Sure. I guess, you know, I've been approaching it from a developer's standpoint, but I think even if you're not a developer, that you could get into WordPress and start a business with WordPress. It's very easy to hire a developer. Give him your concept and have it built and you sell it. So just because I'm a developer or you're not a developer doesn't mean you can build a business around it. And again, I think the biggest thing is just to get started, to, you know, find a niche and get started in it and test it out. And, you know, if you fail, even though you fail, you keep learning. And eventually, if you keep trying, you will eventually succeed and achieve your goal.
Yeah, I think that's really key because I think a lot of people quit way too soon. They tie their whole thinking around a single idea. And
right.
If that single idea does not make them wealthy or even just doesn't make them a single dollar,
right.
they feel like they failed as opposed to finding just testing what doesn't work.
Right, exactly. You know, like I said, I've been doing this for 10 plus years. And I've just now started to have some success at it, you know. So it's definitely one of those things where practice makes perfect.
Yes, definitely. So, John, if anybody's got any WordPress questions or want to get your awesome plugin, where can they get a hold of you?
Sure. They can reach me at my website at www.seedprod.com. That's SEEDPROD.com. And you can find me on Twitter at John Turner, J-O-H-N-T-U-R-N-E-R, or at CProd.
All right. Fantastic. Fantastic. So, John, I'd like to do a little shout-out, give a little iTunes love going out there. So here's a couple I wanted to read off that I just got recently. This one says, "Great Topics, 5 Stars by J.S. And this one, I get a little name at the end, which I'm really happy about. Tim, I love that you're digging into more advanced topics like operations and deeper level business strategy. Kudos, James Schramko." Man, that's great. That's great. The great Aussie James Schramko giving a little iTunes love for me there. Love that. I guess I need to get back and reciprocate on a couple of his podcasts, so I'll definitely do that this weekend. And then we've got another one here, "Great Info, Another 5 Stars by KU Artist. This info is great and easy to follow. I can't wait to find out more about the university." Speaking of the university, I want to give a little plug for the new FAU. We just released the entrepreneurship program. It's a 12-month program designed for those people who want to create a real online business, not try to find the latest trick or tip to make money fast online. This is really creating a sustainable business. So if you're one of those people who want to create a real business online, then go check out FAU. So all you have to do is go over to foolishadventure.com/FAU and just check it out. You'll see what the site looks like. You'll be able to poke around a little bit. And if you're excited about it and you want to create that business, or you want to use the coaching that comes along with the program, the weekly office hours and the monthly coaching call, to be able to take your current business to the next level, then definitely check it out. That's foolishadventure.com/FAU. So for everyone listening, hopefully you've gotten some great ideas out of this. Hopefully you're excited about the WordPress market, finding ways of making use of WordPress in your own business, or even getting into selling to other people who want information on WordPress or products on WordPress and services on WordPress. So hopefully you've gotten a lot of value out of that. So until the next time,
enjoy your foolish adventure.
You've just listened to the Foolish Adventure Show with Tim Conley. To get more straight talk about making money online and building a successful internet business, go to foolishadventure.com. There, you can opt into the Freedom File newsletter. You'll also get access to the Foolish Guide to Launching Products video training module, over an hour and 20 minutes of business building knowledge that can generate tens of thousands of dollars for your new product. Enjoy your Foolish Adventure.